And we are, especially at me, and I'm not really sure what that is, but it's just, but okay, but we're talking with Isaac from the library right now. And Isaac, we're going to talk about what's coming up to the library. What do we got going on?
Yeah, so we got a few things going on this month in November. Today, specifically at 1 p.m., we have Accessible Library Services informational talk. They work at the South Dakota State Library for the Blind and Deaf and Accessibility Center, so they will give alternatives to stuff that we may not have in-house that we can help you get a hold of.
Okay.
As well, next week at 6:30 p.m., so we got a later evening author talk for all audiences, we got Changes in Lakota Culture and Languages with Francis Whitebird. Registration for that one is appreciated, so we can get a general idea of how many people are going to come, so we may have to change the seating area.
Okay.
We are closed Friday the 10th in observance for Veterans Day. However, we are open on Saturday, Friday 11th, or Saturday the 11th.
Okay. Kinda, so you're observing it on Friday.
Yeah, okay. We are observing it on Friday. And then on the 13th, we have Cultural Considerations with Tanya, and that'll be another talk for specifically November. And then on the 16th, we have our Murder Mystery Game Night. Oh, sorry. Ooh, ran out of breath there for a second. And then going up towards the end of the year, we do have on December 2nd, which is going to be the first Saturday in December, we do have our holiday open house. So come on down, bring your family, bring your kids. We'll have Santa Claus, some food, some drinks, and some books and some crafts going on for people.
We're already talking about Santa Claus?
My head is still in August, and I don't know why.
August? Mine is still fluttering around in June somewhere.
Yeah, we did our fall open house, and I was like, how are we already over with this year?
Yeah, it was just like, oh, 4th of July is coming. It's gone.
Yeah.
So it's, well, you got a full calendar. So.
Yeah, we do got a full calendar. A lot of it's going to be our story times or Makerspace Mondays. One of the big changes we have that is going to be offered through April is going to be the second Thursday of every month, including November, so November 9th. It's a Rides for Readers program. Rollins Library is working with River City Public Transit to provide senior citizens free transport to the library from 9:30 to 11:30. Mm-hmm. Give them a call. Let them know that it's for the Rides for Readers program. They'll pick you up free of charge and drop you off.
Well, a lot of the great things about the library, too, is it's not just books anymore. I mean, it's a lot of people think, well, I just go get some books. But there's so much. I mean, yeah, you've got books, but how many different formats of books do you have?
Oh, we have physical books, ebooks, audiobooks, digital books. I mean, digital magazines. A lot of people don't even know about those. We have our news bank, which is our digital newspapers. We have been offering puzzles and some family games for checkout nowadays. We have small tablets for educational purposes called Playaways. Mm-hmm. Even in-house, if you guys don't have computers, you can always come and rent one of our, borrow one of our Chromebooks. It does unfortunately have to stay in the library though, but that is another option you have for families or children looking to do some homework.
Other accessibility type things too. I mean, it's, you got everything.
Oh yeah, we do. And if we don't have it, we can always try to get it for you.
All right. So so we've got that plus there's other great programs that go through there as well, like the people that you have coming in and speaking.
Yeah, we always try to get some interesting people to talk about some interesting topics. That's a weird way to phrase it, but last month we had Vanished in Vermilion author come by, or not come by, but we had him Zoom talk in. We had a good turnout for that. And that was a Q&A session between us and the state library. We had a total of an estimate about 40 plus people in total between us and the state library. So we always try to see what's going on. If you ever have any suggestions, we do have a suggestion box. Come by, fill it out, drop it off. The director is the one who reads those, and we do try to take those heavily into consideration as to our program needs.
All right. Anything else we got to cover?
No, I think that is it.
That's it. Okay. So once again, Rollins Library, if anybody has any questions about anything, what do they do?
Yeah, they can always give us an email at rollinslibrary.org. Go down to the bottom and there's a contact section, or you can give us a call at 605-773-7421.
All right. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
We'll see you in a month and a half or so. You just don't know. So, yeah, it's good talking with you again. And yeah, a lot of stuff going on at Rollins Library.
Yeah, if you have any questions, give us a call or come on by. We can always try to get that answered.
All right, that was People in the Neighborhood, brought to you by Lee Real Estate and also by May Adam.